This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
All right, remember Prop A that was on the ballot last year? I know there were a lot of propositions on there, but this is the minimum wage amendment. Primarily, that's what it did. It also put in rules for sick leave and other things for people who were getting minimum wage around the state of Missouri. And a lot of us worried and argued against it that it was government interference and it was unnecessary, and it passed anyway because people saw the slickly produced ads and they passed it. Now it's being challenged in front of the Missouri Supreme Court. Our friend Attorney Beavis Shock of Shock Law is on the phone this morning. Beavis, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Doing fine. Doing fine. So I have heard this argument over the single subject requirement a number of times. My perception is the court has not tossed out very many amendments because of that.
Well, that's true. I think we learned on the abortion petition that the court is not real interested in bouncing actions of the public, whether that's gathering signatures, enough signatures to get it on the ballot, or voting on something. And that sort of makes sense. It doesn't make sense when one thinks that all we have as a bulwark against tyranny is our Constitution, and we're going to follow the rules of the Constitution, or we're out of luck. But they seem to want to give a little more leeway on stuff like this. So I don't think they're going to bounce it.
Yeah. So what do you think the timetable is, the timeline, rather, is for them deciding on this case? How quickly could this move?
Well, I've seen them pop them out in 3 weeks. Those are usually in cases I lost. It's a few months.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the issue here, obviously, the people that brought this were business owners, correct? And I don't know, maybe the Missouri Chamber of Commerce and others were involved in it. I don't know who all brought the challenge here, but
some outfit. I mean, businesses bring these things. It's usually sponsored by somebody. But the little business owner that brings it is not the person behind it. I mean, in the real world.
So I did see Mark Ellinger's comments on this. He said on the statutory side and the constitutional side, voters were misled. The Constitution was not complied with, is his argument here. I saw the other side argue, well, you should have brought that up when it was before the vote happened. Is that an argument the court's going to pay attention to?
That's a loser.
Yeah.
The argument that you're, there's a word, it's my wife's favorite word in the law, estoppel. Means you took a position and you can't change it later. Estoppel's not going to work on this. They don't care. It's either in compliance or it's not in compliance. The old lie in wait model of how to practice law has been effective over the millennia. That's a loser. Now, let's keep in mind, though, that the legislative branch can overturn a proposition. So let me explain the difference between a proposition and a constitutional amendment. A constitutional amendment is part of the backbone of our government system. It's our method of doing business. A proposition is a regular law passed by the legislature, signed by the governor, which says, from now on, the minimum wage is this, the speed limits on is that. It's just a rule we have to follow. Now, the weird thing in our state is that constitutional amendments require 50% approval, and so do laws. So nobody can ever figure out why anybody would make an action that they're trying to get through a proposition when they can make it a constitutional amendment, and then the legislature can't mess with it. This is what happened in marijuana. They added 30 pages to our Constitution, which was obviously just a big effort for a bunch of guys to make money on the inside. But they degraded our document by doing that, and they deserve to go to rot in hell for that. Go ahead. What's your next question?
I did. Now that you mention it, I did notice that there's been a bill that's already at least had one vote, needs a final vote, that would roll back the cost of living increase that's in this law. It would allow the minimum wage to go up to $15 an hour next year, but it would stop it from being indexed for inflation every year.
Well, the point of the minimum wage is that people look at poor people and they say, oh my gosh, he needs a job. He's going to have to work, but nobody's going to pay him as much because he's such a schmuck. So, but wait a minute. How's this guy going to learn how to show up on time, work with other people, treat customers well, if we don't have him have some job? So if he starts at $10 an hour and he's sweeping the parking lot of McDonald's, you throw in a Big Mac at lunch, and all of a sudden this guy's got a decent job and life ahead of him because he's learning the skills. So the minimum wage is the cruelest thing for the poor ever invented, because they don't learn how to have a job, and we say it's to benefit them. And so it's just one of these things that's sometimes called virtue signaling. Oh, yes. I'm for that. Well, that doesn't make you feel good, but it actually is terrible policy. And it's just a great tragedy. These poor kids who are running around committing these crimes, I mean, it's a pretty simple explanation. They learned nothing in school. Yeah. They know they're screwed on that front. And so they can't get a job because they don't know anything, so they can't be profitable at the minimum wage. So they just start running around shooting people, and well, they get involved in the drug trade. I mean, let's keep that in mind. The shootings are all related to, hey, you didn't pay me, or you took my customer, or whatever.
Right,
so
right.
Anyway, the minimum wage is a total disaster.
I just hope that businesses don't shut down like they did in California when they did the same thing and raised it to, what, $20 an hour? I mean, isn't some job better than no job?
Well, some will, I'm sure. Right?
Yeah. I'm sure it'll happen.
So that sort of happens one by one. In other words, there's some business that's successful. Well, I can pay it. All right, I'll just do it and not worry about it.
Yeah.
But
then
there's the business that says, boy, I'm on the edge here. And some bookstore or something, I guess a bookstore probably pay more than that. You have to know how to read. But
Beavis, love having you on, my friend. Thanks for your thoughts this morning.
Hey, talk to you guys soon.
All
Thanks
right.
so much for having me.
You
Goodbye.
Bet. Yep. Beavis Shock, their attorney at shocklaw.com. Great sense of humor as well to go along with it. Love that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.